Good evening, everyone. Our Dvar Halacha tonight will be for the loving memory, L'Zeicha Nishmas, Pinchas Ben Yosef Verezel. His neshama should have an aliyah. We are continuing in the Dinim of Kaddish and Simin Nun Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. And part of what we've learned previously is what the Mishnah Berurah explains, the statement of the author, Yesh L'Chavein Ba'anias HaKaddish. A person should be very much concentrating on what it is that one responds. When one says the Kaddish, when one responds to Yehesh Meirab and the Kaddish. And Mishnah Berurah explains what we've learned previously, Ki Omru Chazal, as the rabbis of blessed memory have told us, Kol Ha'ina Omen Yehesh Meirab Mevarach, Bikol Kocho, anybody who says Yehesh Meirab with all of their strength, Karin Lo Gzardino, one is able to tear asunder the Gzardino, the judgment that is unfavorable, one could simply just tear it up. And the Perush, the explanation, says the Mishnah Berurah, Perushu Arishonim, derites leimar b'chol kocho. What does it mean, b'chol kocho, with all of your strength? B'chol kavanoso, b'chol evorov. It's interesting, like we have a pasuk in Tehillim. We talk about not just saying it with the amount of words, with all of your concentration, but with all of your limbs, of all of my sinews, of every part of me, do I want to express gratitude and thanks and extol praise on the Ribbono Shel Olam. See, Skada v'Skada Shemei Rabba is an expression b'chol kocho, b'chol kavanoso, or b'chol evorov, all of one's limbs, every bit of a person's me'odecha, their might, their way, their strength, their makeup, their mohus, their essence, every bit of you, and that's evorov, all of your limbs. Dehainu she amarenu b'lei v'nefesh, meaning you should say it with your heart. Should say it with your soul, v'lo rak k'maitze b'sfosav b'libo, but it shouldn't be that a person just simply utters the words from their lips, but actually it should be that which emanates from your heart. When something emanates from your heart genuinely and sincerely, so then of course you know how powerful and how impactful it really is. And with that, the Ramon, his commentary on this statement of the Beis Yosef, explains that we know that there are times that we have words that go together very meaningfully. And we know that there are times we have to pause between certain words. So for example, Moda ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayom shechazarta bi nishmasi b'chemla, pause, Rabba ben Osecha, we say in the morning. Says the Mechaber, v'lo yavsik bein yehesh mei rabba and l'mevarech. Meaning, when we say yehesh mei rabba mevarech li'olam li'ol mei olamaya, says the words have to go together. Yehesh mei rabba, the name of the Almighty is big, it's great, it's grand. And mivarach, it should be understood that a person knows that he can't underscore how important it is to give it, that there's blessing that's associated with it, that I understand what it is. And we should announce this in a very loud voice. Now why should it be that it's said in a loud voice? We know that there are times that even though we're meant to raise our voice, it shouldn't be raised louder than the person who's even making the blessing. Or in instances where maybe a person is familiar with davening, you're raising your voice will distract other people from their davening. So with this final statement, Mishnah Berurah will understand why, b'kol ram, why to raise your voice. Da'al yidei zeh, that as a result of raising a person's voice, mis'oirer ha'kavona va'al yidei kol zeh, mivatlin gzeres koshes. Again, we're tearing asunder the gzeros, the evil decrees. And to be mis'oirer means to awaken, to arouse the kavana. That happens when you raise your voice, you scream, you call out, you do with great emotion, with great conviction, with great fervor. So that has a great amount of effectivity as well. The efficacy of that is great. However, last statement, mikol makom, nonetheless, Chafetz Chaim warns us, lo yitein kolos gedolos. Shouldn't be that it's like too much. Again, it's also trying to figure out what the decibel level is. It should be loud. It should be a fervent cry. But it shouldn't be gedolos, yoser midai. She's loitzitzu olav al b'nei odam v'yigrum lahem chet. What does that mean? To make it as it's like a laughing stock. If somebody does in such a way that they're going to laugh, they're going to joke at him, they're going to mock at him. So already that's a different story. You should do it loud enough that it's an awakening of your kavana, but not so much that people are going to look at you and say, oh, look at how they mock the davening. Chas v'shalom. Shouldn't be in such a way. So we see, to tear up the gzeros, to understand that the words come together, that mevorach is also significant and essential, it should be part and parcel of Yehesh Mei Rabba, and finally, v'la'onos eisa b'kol ram, to do it in a loud voice, to awaken this spirit, not to do it too loud where it becomes a mockery, but to do it in a loud way that it's a fervent and very urgent cry, an appreciation of the Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shemei Rabbah that it is.